This is BB Radio, and I'm your host, Kat Dean. On today's episode, I'm going to talk with you girls about restarting. Okay, now this is the episode for anyone that is at a point where you're like, you know what, let's do something different. Okay, so restarting could be as dramatic as, say, you want a whole new life, a whole new experience, or you just want to press restart because you don't like the phase that you're at in life, right? It could be as dramatic as you need it to be, or as dramatic as the situation is, or as simple as, okay, I want to do something different. Okay, this is the episode for you because what's so interesting about restarting is it literally just takes you changing the way you think. Okay, so then therefore your outcomes are different. Your experiences are different. Okay, and we're going to tap into that today because this is, pretty much the end of the year. I know a lot of you girls are starting your vision boards for next year and you're getting into new element. And I'm going to help you get there a little bit faster, a little bit easier. Okay, before we do that, thank you girls so much for tuning into the podcast episode today. I appreciate you so much. I appreciate the love and the support, obviously, that I've gotten. And I have started to see like new reviews and new comments regarding the podcast from like different outlets. Like I saw one, this young lady, she said like, I'm like a friend in her head. We're like best friends, even though we never met. And girl, I feel you. You understand? When I am talking, okay, I'm recording this podcast, I feel like I'm talking to my girls, right? Like I'm talking to a group of bitches, okay, that understand me, okay, no matter if they male, female, whatever. And I don't mean like bitches in a derogatory way if you're a man, you know what I mean? It's just like a camaraderie word. But it's like, I feel like I'm talking to my people because we're on the same energy wavelength, right? Especially if you're listening to this podcast, you obviously understand things and philosophies and ideologies in a very similar way to myself. So it's just law of attraction, babe. You understand? So you're here, you're in a safe place. Welcome. And yeah, so thank you so much for being here, girls. Let's talk a little bit, okay? Let's talk about restarting because this is essential in the essence of if you want something different, right? Like if you want something different, you're gonna have to restart. Like you can't regurgitate. Cause like a lot of us like to regurgitate. So what that means is we are in an experience and we are trying to kind of like it's like you're trying to like restart the same thing over and over again. So say for example, you have a vision board, right, for yourself, or you have an aesthetics and you're gonna make a new vision board. So when you're making this new vision board, it actually looks similar to the first vision board. It doesn't look different, right? Like, meaning that, okay, like for me, my aesthetics is black. I love black. I wear black all the time. So if I wanted to do a restart, in essence, I may not necessarily have to change, let's just say, the colors that I wear, but maybe the style that I wear, or in turn, change the whole colors that I wear because we're restarting. Right? We're not staying in that old element. We're going into something new. So when it comes down to this energy, right, of restart, refresh, etc., it's about becoming anew. It's about shedding old skin. Let's welcome in new energy. Okay? So the process of restarting is literally, as I just said, bringing in new energy. Okay? Not regurgitating, bringing in new, doing new. Okay? So first thing we have to do if we want to restart is we have to stop making excuses. We got to let go of the reasons why you didn't do this. This person is that person that my daddy this, my mama that, my mindset is messed up, my brain is this, I got this going on, I'm crying about this, I'm depressed about that, I've got this. Girl, I get it. Right? And some degrees they may not be excuses, they may be more so reasons, but when it all boils down, girl, it's giving very much excuse. You understand? It's giving very much like your mama, like whatever trauma y'all had going on. If you're like 20 something, 30 something years old, that was a long time ago. Like not saying that mama doesn't affect us now and like her words or your daddy's words or the experiences didn't impact you. But what I'm saying is if daddy left when you were 5 and you're 20, that was 15 years ago. It's time to start healing. It's time to start moving on. It's time to stop blaming daddy for the reason why you don't get along with guys. Okay, that's not the reason. The reason is because number one, you haven't invested enough energy in getting to know men, so therefore you don't know how to engage with them. Number two, you're still living in the past trying to make ideologies and logics for what's going on right now. Number three, okay, you blaming your daddy for something that At the end of the day, listen, people do the best that they can. Okay, now if your father or your mother or whoever was abusive and stuff like that, I am in no shape, form, or fashion, okay, condemning you, or I am not trying to make up excuses for them and say, oh, well, you just need to get over it, or, you know, let go of what they did to you. Hell no, that shit hurts. You understand? That shit hurts. I'm just saying, stop using it as a crutch for why you're not growing in life. Because a lot of us have been abused. A lot of us have been neglected. A lot of us have been hurt. Like, you are not the only one. You are in a safe place, honey. All of us have in some degrees or another. You understand? But at the end of the day, we got to chalk that shit up. Because if you're trying to start over, girl, you cannot hold on to what was. You have to focus your energy on what needs to be. So that's why you got to let that shit go. That's why you can't dwell on that stuff. That's why you got to have the energy like, oh, that shit happened 15 years ago, because you have to have enough energy to build something new. Because if you're still walking around, just like Bag Lady. If you never heard Bag Lady by Erykah Badu, that is a great song. You understand? Because it's metaphoric. What she's talking about is a woman, you, me, whoever, right? Walking around with all these bags. And we're called Bag Lady. Bag Lady is your issues. The bags you're walking around with is your anxiety, your insecurities, your drama, your this, your that. And you're just walking around with it. Okay? And she say, one day, you're going to miss your bus. Dragging all them bags around like that. And what that means is, one day, you're going to miss the opportunities that you have coming for you. Because you're so focusing on trying to carry these bags around. You understand? If you want to move on in life, you got to let go of the past. You got to stop making up excuses. And you got to start finding solutions, my love. If you have anxiety, find a solution. That means you got to start meditating. You might have to get on medication. You're going to have to work on it. Perfect thyself. But constantly saying that this is the reason why I'm not doing this, that's an excuse, mama. Okay, you got to rise above that. You got to put the energy and put the steps in place for you to become who you want to be. Okay, so that's the first thing, baby. We got to stop making excuses. The second thing is, and I've talked about this a lot, okay, a lot. But you have to decide on your woman and stand by her. You understand? Stand on it, stand beside her, all of that stuff. What that looks like is, when you decide your woman, that means that you decide how you're going to behave, how you're going to communicate, what you're doing with your life, how you engage with men, how you engage with friends and family and colleagues, what you wear every day, what you want for your life, what it looks like, what you watch. Like, everything is intentional. This is deciding our woman. This is getting in the driver's seat of our lives. Because in society, a lot of us women are not in the driver's seat of our lives, or we don't think that we are, because that's how they program us. They program us to believe that men are in control, that you do not become a woman, right, until you get chose by a man. Okay, you are invaluable until you get married. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't shit until you have a baby. Like, that's just the way we've been programmed. So when you think like that, you believe I'm not shit until this happens. That's incorrect. You understand? Because I'm gonna be a buck with you. If you want to meet someone that's of caliber and of stature, that's healed, etc., etc., you gonna have to already be that bitch. You understand? Because those people have, like, overcome many things to get where they are, right? So they want someone of equal value. They want someone that's on that same energy wavelength as them. They don't want someone who's, you know, still figuring it out in some degrees, right? Like, you could be on the end of the journey, but not just starting it out. Like, for me, myself, girl, I can't be with nobody who's just starting their healing journey. Listen, baby. That's a lot to deal with, because I don't know how you're going to come at me. I don't know what you're going to say. I don't know what drama's going to happen with you. I don't know what financial rifts you're going to get into. And I don't got time for that. Come at me when you healed, okay? Because I don't got time to be dealing with you flashing out or blacking out or whatever, thinking I'm your mama because I said something that your mama used to say, okay? Like, we ain't got time for that. So it's important that to know that if you want someone that's leveled up, you're going to have to level up in some degrees yourself, because you can only, you know, get what you are. You can only attract what you are too. So that's important to know too, ladies, right? like on this journey of restarting, you know, or becoming your woman or whatever you're trying to do, it's very important to understand that your partners will match your fly. Your environments will match your fly. So it's very prominent to elevate yourself appropriately, put things in perspective, but elevate appropriately. Okay. But when it boils down to deciding your woman, okay, be intentional, know what you want. Okay, don't be foolish. Don't feel like you have to succumb certain situations. Don't feel like you are bound to your past or whatever. That's not the case. Okay, it can't be the case because, as I always say, there's billions of people out here. Okay, you have a variety of things to compare stuff to. Okay, so at the end of the day, girls, I want you to get in the driver's seat. Decide how you're going to show up. Decide who you date. Decide what you're going to do. You know, like you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I can stress that enough. But like, that's important because for me, I didn't know for a long time. I was just out here operating. I didn't know like, oh, what? Like, I don't have to deal with this type of person. Like, I don't have to deal with these thoughts. I don't have to dress this way. Like, I could dress how I want to dress. I could be who I want to be. And as you grow, you refine it, of course. And when you're at different phases in your life, you refine and define things. But at the end of the day, girl, you can do whatever the hell you want to do. You understand? And also, too, though, when you decide your woman, stand beside her. Okay, like, protect her like she's precious cargo. Okay, protect her how you want your man to protect you. You know what I mean? Like, you better not say nothing, look at her funny, think about her indifferent, because if you do, I'm coming for you. That's the type of way you have to protect yourself and stand beside yourself. You understand? Because in this journey of life, as I always say too, girls, I always say the same stuff, it seems like, but you will be challenged. You know what I mean? You will be challenged. Your woman will be challenged just because it's different. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say to me like, oh my God, like, you know, you have an opinion and, you know, you're sassy. You're willing to, you know, kind of push the envelope a little bit. I'm like, yeah, why not? Like, who the hell are you? You know what I mean? You're some man I just met. I don't even know you, dog. Like, I'm going to be respectful and nice and things like that and be feminine. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say how I feel, right? You're no closer to God than me. So at the end of the day, girl, please. Okay, so that's my whole approach. So it's like I stand beside my woman. You know, I like Parisian things. I love to wear all black. I love to carry myself with certain elegance and grace. This is who I am. Right. I like to shop where I like to shop. I like to eat where I like to eat. And I stand beside her. And I've had people challenge that and question that and, you know, try to water me down or whatever, you know, especially with being a black woman. They'll be like, oh, you like those things? Oh, you like to go? Yeah. Hello. What? Like, what you mean? You know what I mean? Like what? Like, where your brain at? Like, slavery was abolished a long time ago, my boy. You understand? We've been doing luxury. We've been eating five star cuisine. Stop playing with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing with me. You know what I mean? I ain't got to settle for Applebee's. I ain't got to settle for no dude that's just paying a light bill. Okay, y'all, if you heard, you know what I'm talking about? That Tyler Perry thing. Talk about successful black women should be happy with dating, you know, or being with a man who can at least pay the light bill and our standards higher, some bullshit like that. Girl, please. Okay, dismiss me with that. I ain't dealing with all that. You understand? I'm leveled up. I ain't no way in hell I'm going to be with somebody that just paid a light bill and I'm sitting here paying all these bills and I got four kids. Are you crazy? Okay, you better be working two and three jobs. First of all, let me be a buck with you. I ain't doing all that. Okay, the level I'm at, you ain't working no two, three jobs being with me. I'm with the bosses now. You understand? You got one job or you're retired. You understand what I'm saying? You got that, you know, that queen cheddar. Okay, you could take care of me and my babies. Okay, that's the environment the cat's dealing with. Okay, cat ain't even dealing with the 9-to-5s no more. I mean, baby, you got to be in like an executive position. You understand? Like head of some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like I like 6 figures plus, right? And 6 figures is pushing it. You know what I mean? Because I like things. You know what I'm saying? I like to live. And I ain't trying to hear no. No is like, what? You trying to kill me? No. Keep the yeses. You understand? I'm a princess. I like everything that I like. But anyway, I'm just saying. Okay, girl, stand beside your girl, okay? Especially when you about to restart. Like, when you're trying to become somebody different, you got to be somebody different. If you keep telling yourself no, then what's going to happen is you're going to keep saying no to the new you. Like, no. You understand? Did I say that correctly? If you keep saying whatever, all I'm trying to say is don't say no to the new you. Say yes to you, the new you. Go for what you want, blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, anyway. So, next thing on restarting, okay, on this restarting one-on-one journey, all right, is you got to do two things. Last two things, I should say. You're going to have to roadmap and you're going to have to take accountability. Okay, so role mapping is a technique that I coined and I created, okay, where you actually think about what you want and you make a plan for it. So what that looks like is you say, all right, Kat, I want to lose 20 pounds. Okay, so you need to think about what do you need to do in order to lose the 20 pounds? What do you need to change to lose the 20 pounds? The steps you need to take to learn to lose the 20 pounds. How long will it take for you to lose this 20 pounds? Okay. And what resources do you need to lose this 20 pounds? All right. Replay that if you ain't catch it. Okay. Ideally, though, it is a breakdown. If you got Bad Bitch Manual, then it's in the manual. And if you got the Revive Rebuild workbook, then it's in there too. But ultimately, though, this is a breakdown. Okay, like in the essence of you got to know what you want. The more mapped out your plan is, the more mapped out your goals are, the easier it is for you to attain. Because what happens is you have a very clear vision. You have a concrete understanding of what you're trying to do. Just like a to-do list. Like, girl, last week-ish, get into the weekend, I wrote me a to-do list, girl. I got like two things left on my to-do list and a bitch is feeling accomplished. You understand what I'm saying? Because I am not necessarily a procrastinator. I just have to prioritize things better. And I am coming off the cusp of some very interesting things in my life. Some chapters, girl, I was in the wilderness. You understand? So now I'm out the wilderness. I'm getting my life together. And because of that, there are certain things that I got to kind of tweak and make sure it's organized. So that's why I wrote the to-do list. I had a personal to-do list and I have a business to-do list. That's why the episodes is coming out. You understand what I'm saying? Because the bitch is on her shit. All right. So at the end of the day, though, you're going to have to roadmap things. You're going to have to know what you're doing. That way you are able to clearly wrap your head around what you're doing and hold yourself accountable. And I think, too, the more that you write it down in the essence of like the steps, what you got to change and this and that and then that, it penetrates in the brain a little bit better versus saying, oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. Because it's like you say, OK, I want to lose 20 pounds, have a hype fest. And then it's like, boom, you back to eating snacks and cakes and doing whatever else you want to do and forgetting all about the 20 pounds. But when you think about, all right, what resources do I need? Or like, you know, how long is it going to take for me to do? What do I need to change? When you get into that in depth in that, you start thinking, girl. And when you start thinking, you can start creating. And when you start creating, you can start mastering. Okay, like creating the life you want to live because of the steps that you are taking, mastering your goals and getting where you want to be. All right, that's what we're trying to do right now. All right, all right, all right. The other thing is, though, taking accountability. Now, this is very important on the restart journey, okay? Because you got to hold yourself to a standard, girl. You have to hold yourself accountable. The reason why a lot of you hoes, and I love y'all dearly, but a lot of y'all hoes ain't growing and get where you want to be because you ain't holding yourself accountable. You sitting here worried about everybody else, making up excuses, planning ass, sitting around in somebody else's ass, doing whatever you're going to do, versus getting yourself together. Get yourself together, okay? If you're trying to lose that 20 pounds, put on that damn waist trainer, girl. I mean, like, it's just that simple. I love you dearly, but it's like, I mean, what you want me to do? You understand? How you going to say you want to restart and you still doing the same old shit? Okay, hold yourself accountable. Wake your butt up, okay? Stop, you know, drinking sodas and shit and eating fatty foods and all this other stuff. And are you wondering why you sluggish? Eat fruits and vegetables. I don't care if you don't like them. It does not matter. You do. Listen, let's talk tea. Okay. Do you like the way you are right now? Do you like how you feel right now? Okay, I can guarantee you some fruits and vegetables gonna make you feel much better than whatever you consuming right now, girl. Okay, and the bitches that's eating fruits and vegetables, you see how we look? You see this skin? Okay, get into it. Tap in. Stop playing with us. Okay, come on over here to the beautiful side. Okay, to the restart side. And stop making all them damn excuses. Okay, hold yourself accountable, kid, because at the end of the day, you only got you. You understand? I don't care about your mama not supporting you. Your daddy wants you to, you know, be whatever. And your sister don't believe in you. And sometimes you don't believe in yourself. Girl, kill all that noise. Okay? It's a lot of people that didn't have support systems. Hell, I damn near ain't got no damn support system. I'm pushing my goddamn self. You understand? At the end of the day, girl, I'm going to get up. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to stay 10 toes down. I'm going to do what I got to do. Because at the end of the day, I can't ain't giving up on Cat. And you should not give up on you. You understand? Hold yourself accountable. Roadmap your life. You understand? It's just that simple, mama. All right, now, let's talk about it, okay? Because we just kind of tapped into the three components, which is got to let go of excuses, decide on your woman and stand by her, and roadmap, take accountability, okay? Well, I guess it's like four, really. But when it comes down to everything, okay, you got to do these things in order for you to restart. You're trying to become somebody new. You got to do new shit. Okay, stop making excuses. Stop walking around here blaming everybody. It's your fault, your thing, your issue. Deal with it, heal from it, and let's move on. Hold people accountable in the essence of, you know, if people did you wrong, set boundaries, you know, decide on how you're going to operate with these people, make your moves. But at the end of the day, don't play yourself. You understand? This journey is personal. It is your journey. Don't play yourself. Start over. Okay, it's very easy. It's very simple. The main thing about it is holding yourself accountable, girl, because I know you could do it. You got to hold yourself accountable. Let me tell you something. I talked to a young lady, one of my clients, and we were talking about her femininity. And she was talking about, Kat, it is so hard for me to get in my femininity because I'm so used to being a masculine, right? Like, I'm so used to being bossy. I'm so used to holding people accountable on this very high standard. Like, she's just so used to being rah. You know what I mean? That she doesn't know how to relax. She doesn't know how to allow her man to lead her. She doesn't know how to just be softer, speak softer, be nicer, right? She doesn't know how to do that. But I said, well, baby, listen, aren't you tired of the other shit? Okay. Aren't you tired of always having to make the plans, execute the plan? Aren't you tired of the weight of the world on your back? Okay. Are you not agitated? Are you not wanting something different? Right. You see the feminine girls, you see how they're out here living. Do you not want that? And if you do want that, then baby, it's time to get with the program. OK, it's time to say, you know what? I'm going to hold myself to it. Kicking and screaming. I'm going to hold myself to it. You understand? Affirmations are important on this restart journey. You have to speak life into your life. You cannot be talking negative, saying, OK, well, I'm going to get started. And then I know I'm going to fall off the wagon. I know I'm not going to do this. Nope. Say I can do this. I'm going to get it done. And we're going to get it done. You understand? Apologize to yourself for your mistakes. Apologize to yourself for your laziness. Apologize to yourself for being around those people and doing things that you had no damn business doing. Okay, apologize and let's move the hell on. All right, let's move on, babies. All right, it's time to restart. It's time to become your woman. It is time to step into the element. But you're going to have to do a little bit of work. Okay, the work is just as simple. Let go of excuses. Like if you just stop pointing a finger about, you know what, it's me. I'm the problem, it's me, Taylor Swift. You understand? Once you get into that mode, you free yourself. You free yourself because now you're like, you know what, bitch, maybe I am crazy. Maybe everything is fucked up because I'm fucked up. That's crazy, right? That's crazy. It's a lot to digest, right? But when you're trying to restart, when you're trying to do something different, you have to be whole and complete and you got to be open. You got to be open. That's how you attract what you want. The openness of the situation. You understand? So restarting is not going to be a walk in the park, but it's definitely beneficial. And I know that when you get to the end of this journey of your restart, because let me tell you this, girl, you're going to restart again. So just remember these fundamentals. I don't know when you're going to restart. Some of us girls, you know, we do a restart every quarter, once a year, or every couple of years. You know, it's all about you. It's all about where you are. It's all about your growth. I can't, you know, determine that piece of it. But what I will say is these are the components of it. All right. So tap in. I love you girls deeply and dearly. Good luck on your restart journey. And I will talk to you soon. Ciao.